Big time. I mean, you know, it really brings up our spirits. We've been working so hard. I mean, I was saying before, this is like honestly one of the best teams I've ever been on. I know our record doesn't show it, but we are so tight and so close in this locker room. And to finally get a win, it's huge, huge.
We're just out there having fun, man. Nothing to lose. We just wanted to go back and have fun. We kind of felt like we were playing kind of uptight, and we just wanted to let loose, have fun, because we all work together. We work day in and day out, and we just wanted to have fun and have to get a win together for this bye week.
To be honest with you, I was out there getting emotional there during that victory. But, yeah, it's just shows what this team's made of. We've got a lot of young guys, a lot of guys who come to work and grind every day. And then having next week, having the bye week, I think having this victory feeling carry over through the bye week, let some guys get healthy.
This win, like, felt just as good as winning the NFC Championship. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was just because, you know, I know how close this team is, you know, on the outside looking in. 0-9 record, you know, coming into today's game, you know, young team. You know, everybody just doesn't really see what we see in the locker room, and we understand. You know, I understand how close we are. No one's ever wavered. No one's ever pointed fingers.
This is what it takes to win. And if you change what we've been doing, then we're going to start losing again. So we got to keep doing what we're doing, keep grinding, and get more wins.
Man, it's been a crazy week. It's been a whirlwind. This time last week, I was fishing on a boat when I got the call. and now, you know, 7 days later, man, to have helped the 49ers win their first game of the 2017 season, man, I'm humbled.
A lot of guys are wondering, you know, what does it take to win in the NFL? You know, what does it take to be great, to be good players? And I've seen great players, I've seen great coaching staffs, I've seen not so great players, not so great coaching staff. So, you know, what we have here, what we're building here, might not seem to the outside that it's amazing, but, you know, trust me when I say that we're really, really close. And, you know, I think it's the confidence, the belief system that we have to have.
Everyone still standing together was the most important thing. You know, no one turned their back on each other, and we've just been locked in since the first day of OTAs.
We got to protect this team, and I feel like the fans are the same way. You know, they're faithful. So we'll stay faithful to the 49ers and the fans, and they've got our backs.
Nobody's ever wavered, given up on this team, no matter what the record was. We've all played like we've been undefeated. Nobody really has wavered from their character, and there's a lot of integrity in this locker room. And I got a lot of respect for every man on this team.
Everybody come in with the right mindset of getting better. Like, you only get better or worse. And everybody came in with the right mindset. It was just only in due time. But we just got to keep it consistently. Like, we just can't let this win over affect us.
Once we get the run game going, you know, it's hard for teams to stop. And with Coach Shanahan calling the plays like that, it's hard for a defense to defend. You know, it's going to be running our pass. So we just did a great job today.
It was good, you know, for all the running backs, you know, getting a taste of the game. You know, again, definitely Breida coming in and getting him a touchdown, his first one. So that was good to see. We got to keep it going, though.
Yeah, it felt great. That play wouldn't have happened without Marquise. He blocked the safety on that, which allowed me to get on the corner, make a move, and score. So I owe that touchdown to Marquise.
When you go into the fourth quarter with a lead, as a D-line, you should pin your ears back because you know it's going to be more of a pass tendency. So once we saw that, it's like, it's time to get there. Let's get the offense the ball back as soon as we possibly can, and let's pin our ears back and go.
It's wonderful for all of us just knowing that we have that confidence and we all showing excitement and passion. And when you see your brother on the next to you showing that passion, you're going to want to show that passion too, and you want to deliver the same effect that he's delivering.
It could propel into so many, you know, positive things. It's not a negative for winning, you know. Mm-hmm. So many things could positive things could come from this. Going into the bye week, getting our bodies fresh, then we coming back against Seattle, you know, coming off a win. You know, bye week is just – every time you win in the bye week, going in the bye week, man, it's always good because when you come out with a fresh, rejuvenated energy. Uh-huh.
You're not going to win games. You're not going to turn things around by pointing fingers. And I think, you know, guys really bought in. Guys really believed. And, you know, I'm really excited to see where we go from here, get back to work after this bye week, because, you know, I think we really got something special here. You know, the record doesn't say it, but I'm really excited about it.